And you guys had to come back from a big deficit. You had the heat, you had several injuries. Just kind of at this stage of the season, what to say about this team and its fight?
Yeah, it's a big win for us, especially on a short week. That was a desperate opponent, 0-2, not want to go to 0-3. You know, we spot them a lead and start picking up in the second half and making some more plays. And then obviously when we had to have it there in the fourth quarter in overtime, we made the plays.
On the big play to Geronimo in overtime, are you looking at Jordy there first? Or do you just catch him? Because it looked like the safety bit up on Jordy in the middle, and then you found Geronimo.
Yeah, I was first looking to make sure we got him offsides. I saw the flag thrown, so I was looking down the seams first. We had 12 on the field in the third quarter, and I felt like we had maybe a seam opportunity. So with them offsides, I looked inside. It naturally helped us hit it down the sideline. You play this game long enough, you know, some weird stuff happens sometimes on the field. About a split second before I threw that ball, I had an image of the pass I threw to James Jones against Detroit. It was actually an 80-yard touchdown at that point. So that kind of flashed right away about how hard to throw that one, and luckily I put it in a good spot, and Gmo did the rest.
What did you learn about Geronimo coming back to him after the drop in the fourth quarter, him on that last drive and then in overtime?
No disrespect, but nothing. I've known Geronimo, has been a player for a long time. He's a fantastic part of our offense, does a lot of things really, really well. He's a tough kid, really tough competitor. I remember the first day I watched him at training camp, I said, how the hell does this guy how do you not get drafted? I said, this kid's fantastic. Got a great attitude. I was ribbing him a little bit in week one about him being suspended and missing him out there, but it's good having him back. I mean, he's a guy who can really help us out, especially with Cobby being banged up. And, you know, really proud of him. Really proud of Trevor Davis, too. You know, Trevor had some really big contributions for us. It's tough sometimes in this offense being that fifth receiver because those top four are pretty damn good. But he was fantastic on special teams. Special teams was big for us. I thought Vogel punted the ball well. Obviously, Brett snapped it well, and Mace with a couple important kicks for us, the extra point at the end of the game, and then obviously the field goal.
Aaron, I know the first pick six of your career was like late in the game right at the end. When one happens like this, you take a deep breath and go, okay, I got time to make up for it.
Well, yeah, it was early in the game. What was the last name of the guy that picked it?
Jackson.
Right. I stopped throwing the Jacksons. Everybody else is fine. Just two pick sixes to Jacksons.
Down 21-7, though, what's the mood of the team? It's a gut punch, obviously.
A lot of time left. You know, we've been down before. Obviously, the fans weren't too happy about it. It's not great getting booed, but, hey, we understand it. You know, fans have every right to do that, and I would have booed, too, probably, watching that first half performance. But we came back in the second half, had a good drive to start. But they were eating up some clock, and you know, we had some big stops from our defense at really important times. Obviously, in overtime, over the years, haven't had a lot of opportunities to throw the ball. I've heard I had like six pass attempts coming in this game in overtime, so I was glad that after we lost the toss, one, that Corey picked the correct way to kick off. That was important. Good job, Corey. And two, that we had a nice three and out there to get the ball back right away and hit a big third down play.
You got beat up pretty good early, Aaron. What sort of adjustments did you guys make, you know, with the line to kind of preserve?
Yeah, well, they didn't bring a lot of pressure. You know, they brought a couple spot pressures, you know, maybe three or four total for the game. They were just relying on their front four, which is a very good front four. And they had some good contribution. Lawson was really rushing well, and obviously the two Giants, Dunlap and Johnson, and Gino in the middle. We were kind of keeping some guys in. What that did was didn't open up a lot of guys down the field. They're dropping seven in the three-receiver route concept, so we started getting some more guys out in the pattern, went back some quick game stuff. Mike did a good job getting us back in a nice rhythm and then started moving the ball a little more effectively. The last drive was really the last drive in regulation. We kind of, we had some extended plays there. Kind of drawn in the dirt a little bit at times, but made enough plays.
Talking about rhythm, considering how much you went to him the first two games, did you miss Randall Cobb early in this game? It seemed like you guys were kind of a little herky-jerky to start.
100%. Every time Randall's not out there, we miss him. He's a fantastic player for us. What he does is he's just such a great he can beat man so well. You know, he's just so quick and decisive and agile. You know, he's a tough matchup when you're playing man. Now, they played some two-shell today, but the underneath is a match concept, a man concept. So it was tough not having him out there. But guys stepped up. Jordy made some plays, obviously, like he always does. And Gmo and Tay. Ty with 8 catches for 15 yards was important for us. We made enough plays.
What are your thoughts on President Trump's comments regarding anthem protests, and what did it mean to link arms with your teammates today?
Well, I used social media this morning to address some of that. On this team, we're going to keep choosing love over hate, unity over division. And that's what it was to us in talking last night and this morning. The few of us who linked arms just wanted to show a united front that I know personally on my Twitter and social media was receiving a lot of positivity, but a lot of hatred as well, which is interesting. I know that it's probably 1/10 or 1/100 maybe of some of my black teammates who've been using their platform to try and make a difference. But again, this was about unity, and we respect our men and women in uniform. We respect our troops. We love them. We appreciate what they do for us. Today was about using our platform to promote love and unity and acceptance and togetherness, and I hope we did that.
Are you surprised by how much negativity that you have received? Yeah.
What did you think of Josh Jones today? He had 2 third-down sacks, the third-down tackle in overtime.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He really was. It's fun to watch him play and get confident. For young players like that, and for Josh especially, not having a ton of reps, you know, with Bryce obviously in the role he plays for us, being out there a bunch. With Jake Ryan down today, we had to play a bunch of safeties, and he got a lot of action, and he made the most of it. So he was huge for us with the sacks, which is with the stops, with the coverage. Really happy for him. It was the stuff that we saw in training camp. We've seen this from him. Josh is a tough competitor, and his contribution today were vital for our success.
Aaron, what do you make of a game like this? You know, you're without Bakhtiar, you're out without a bunch of guys. You got a desperate opponent, like you said. Is it kind of a survive in advance? Doesn't have to be pretty all the time kind of thing. What did you find out about your team today?
That's a character win, 100%. I looked around the locker room before the game, and you see Mike Daniels, Nick Perry, David Bakhtiari, Devon House, just kind of going around going, man, there's some studs not playing, Randall Cobb. But we've had kind of a rallying cry at the beginning of the season. It's just no excuses. You know, the guys that are out there are expected to play and play well, and I'm expected to play and play well. So we got to dig deep sometimes and push through some adversity. It didn't always look like a win today, especially in the second quarter. But I think this team took a big step forward in confidence and believing in themselves. We got some new guys to the mix, haven't been around. This is good for them to see it's never over until it's over. And we had a nice comeback tonight.
Two more.
What did you see? You said you saw some things in the pregame locker room. At halftime, when you looked around the locker room, what did you see?
I saw no panic. You know, I think the defense felt pretty good about how they were playing. They'd given up 14, and I'd given them 7. So offensively, we hadn't found a rhythm yet. So we were kind of talking about protection stuff and how we wanted to move forward attacking them. And Mike did a good job of changing some things up. And, you know, we hit a couple, we hit a flea flicker. That was nice, a couple chunk yardage gains. And then I just kind of wanted to move around a little bit more, you know, extend some things in the right way, up and out, and then guys made some plays.
Aaron, when you walked in the huddle 3 minutes to go down by seven, did you say anything to the guys at all at that moment, or did you just go out and play?
No, I think that moment, you know, people know how important it is and what's necessary to keep this thing rolling. We had to go a number of yards and score. The key for any situation like that is really hitting the first down right away. And we had a couple plays on the sidelines. G-Mo and Jordy had some nice toe tap catches. And then we just kind of dinked and dunked down the field. I thought we used the clock really well, didn't give them any time. There at the end, had a first down inside the 10 and kind of ran some clock down, had an offsides. We're sitting there with 17 seconds left-ish. And Mike dialed up a great play. You know, it's a wrinkle that we'd worked on. That kind of looks like something else we've been doing. And luckily, I was able to kind of fit it in there and just in front of Kirkpatrick there.
Aaron,